implores state lawmakers to oppose assisted suicide legislation. Written and recorded by David E. Smith. Illinois state senators need to hear from us right now, as agents of death are lobbying state lawmakers in hopes that they can push through this legislation to legalize physician-assisted suicide in the veto session, which runs January 2 through 8. We regret to inform you that the Illinois General Assembly will continue to pursue the legalization of physician-assisted suicide in our state, this despite opposition from the Illinois State Medical Society, the Catholic Conference of Illinois, the Christian Medical and Dental Association, and the American Psychiatric Association. Even left-leaning Chicago Tribune editors published an op-ed in March urging a no vote on this legislation. The truth is, there is no public demand to expand health care to include death care. The more we learn about the ways this green light to end human life is being abused in nations like Canada and states like California, the more opposition will grow. If allowed, vulnerable people who are sick, elderly, disabled, and those with mental illness and dementia will become targets of coercion, not compassion. As the father of a Down syndrome toddler, I am extremely alarmed by this proposal. There are growing concerns among disabled individuals about being pressured into considering physician-assisted suicide due to insufficient health care coverage or social support. No one should be comfortable with promoting a cheaper, easier alternative to life's struggles, one that also happens to make it possible to ignore our responsibility to love and support our neighbors, especially when they need our support. Canada's law, with 79% support, was promoted as a last resort for the terminally ill. Support has now plummeted to 30% because of the resulting disregard for vulnerable citizens such as the chronically ill and those who are disabled. Canadians facing homelessness and poverty are also feeling pressure to end their lives rather than to be a, quote, burden, end quote, to society. In 2023, 21 years after physician-assisted suicide was legalized there, 76.2% of Belgium's euthanasia was administered to people with physical and psychological issues, including personality disorders, depression, and Alzheimer's. A Netherlands law that took effect on February 1, 2024, allows parents to euthanize their children, even if the child doesn't want to be killed. In the United Kingdom in 1994, the House of Lords Select Committee on Medical Ethics concluded, quote, "It was virtually impossible to ensure that all aspects of euthanasia were truly voluntary and that any liberalization of the law in the United Kingdom could not be abused. We were also concerned that vulnerable people, the elderly, lonely, sick, or distressed, would feel pressure, whether real or imagined, to request early death," end quote. Sadly, now it looks as if the prevailing voices in the UK have abandoned their prior principles on the issue, as a majority of Parliament recently voted in favor of assisted dying. Do we think this insidious creep toward doing away with inconvenient people would be different in Illinois? Experience tells us it would not. Our laws should protect all citizens of Illinois, especially the most vulnerable. A law that would inevitably be used to compel the disabled, the depressed, or other vulnerable people to embrace suicide to relieve a burden on society, revealed or perceived, is wicked and immoral. Proponents want to slap a, quote, "death with dignity," end quote, label on it, but it is cruel and heartless to disregard the sanctity of human life for selfish and temporal reasons. In a Heritage Foundation report about physician-assisted suicide, Dr. Ryan T. Anderson rightly points out this, quote, "Doctors should help their patients die a dignified, natural death, but doctors should not assist in killing or self-killing. Physicians are always to care, never to kill. Physician-assisted suicide endangers the weak and the marginalized in society. Where physician-assisted suicide has been allowed, safeguards that were put in place to minimize this risk have proved inadequate and over time have been weakened or eliminated altogether," end quote. Dr. Anderson ends his report by stating, quote, The most profound injustice of physician-assisted suicide is that it violates human dignity and denies equality before the law. Every human being has intrinsic dignity and is the subject of immeasurable worth. No natural right to physician-assisted suicide exists, and arguments for such a right are incoherent. A legal system that sought to vindicate a right to assisted suicide would jeopardize the real natural right to life for all its citizens. For all these reasons, citizens and policymakers need to resist the push for physician-assisted suicide. Please, take action now. Call your state senator at 217-782-2000. That's the Illinois State Capitol switchboard number. Ask for your state senator. Ask him or her to vigorously oppose physician-assisted suicide. We do not want to become one of those states like Oregon, Washington, Vermont, Maine, Hawaii, California, Colorado, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia, where assisted suicide is legal. John 10:10, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came that they may have eternal life, and that they may have life more abundantly."